All right, how are ya? Welcome to Your Life Could Be Worse, the place where you can go to make yourself feel better about your life. Hey, what's up everybody? Today's episode is called My Mom Takes a Restraining Order on Me for Threatening Police Action. All right, hope everybody's doing well today. This one's more or less a quick continuation off of our previous episode, just to catch you up to speed on this restraining order my mother took out on me. Basically, I've been asking my mother my entire life who the people are that molested me because I was really young, and she knew exactly who they were. She's been protecting them my whole life. I've asked her several times. Because I threatened that I was going to go to the police to find out who these people were, my mom decided to take out a restraining order out on me in the meantime to catch me off at the pass, I guess. I don't know why she did this. I don't know who did this to me. That's all I wanted to know. Just to catch you up to speed, there's no restraining order anymore. She extended it for a year, and I figured she wouldn't extend it again because I cut her off. I disowned her. She's not my mother anymore. She took my ex's side, and I didn't do anything wrong as far as I'm concerned, except get upset. The restraining order got extended for another year, and I didn't know about that, so I went a year without even knowing. So I could have did anything and went back to jail. That would have sucked. Then previously, about a month ago, I went back to court to fight the restraining order to get rid of it, because I don't even talk to this lady. There's no need for it. And she didn't show up in court. So the restraining order is no more. The whole reason why this all went down was I eventually recently made a police report against my mother for helping people molest me. Basically, I don't know whether she was part of a child porn ring, whether she was trafficking me or what she was doing. I still don't know to this day. It was money involved or some kind of trade for it. There had to have been something going on, but I don't know exactly what it is, but anyways, this place was rough. I remember almost burning this place down. I want to say like 4 years old, and I took a paperclip, and I remember someone telling me that you could put a paperclip in a socket and make sparks. So I tried to burn this place down. I hated it so much. These people would get like 3 or 4 kids in a room sometimes. I remember there always being more than one. Very seldom there was one kid, or at least me anyways. I was never alone. But there was always more than one kid. There were several adults. They used to film us, take pictures of us, all kinds of shit. It was really fucked up thinking, like, I don't know who the kids were. I've been trying to find out who these kids were my whole life. I don't remember any of them. I was really young. They used to threaten us with Tabasco sauce. If we didn't listen to them, they would threaten us with Tabasco sauce. And I was so afraid of that Tabasco sauce. That's a little bit of background about my mom. And this didn't just happen at this daycare. It happened several times in my life, similar situations that we'll get into later on. I want to tell you what the restraining order with my mother, why she took it out, I think. But it was basically because I threatened to go to the police, and I eventually went to the police and made a police report, and that's a case pending. And I just wanted to get that out there because it goes along with what I talked about in the earlier episode. I will see everybody tomorrow. Just think, your life could be worse. Take care, everybody. Have a great day. Bye-bye.